This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker, a 40-year-old Brookline man who lost all four of his limbs because of an infection in 2011 is one of only a few people in the United States to receive a bilateral arm transplant. Will Lautzenheiser, a former film teacher at Boston University, spoke at Brigham and Women's Hospital today about the arms he received from an anonymous donor last month. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg is here with more. Carrie, this is amazing. How is he adapting?
Yes, Deb, it is amazing. These limb transplants are still pretty new. Only about 70 hand or arm transplants have been done nationwide. Surgeons say this is the first above-the-elbow transplant in Boston. And Will's doing well. Will Lautzenheiser is home and undergoing intensive rehab and still some medical care. But it was pretty impressive to see him at this news conference today sporting these rosy, healthy-looking arms. It will take months, though, for the nerves to grow and for him to get sort of more sensation and function with his new limbs.
If I really focus, I can occasionally move my thumb. A few millimeters, it bends. I have a little bit of wrist motion, a little bit of forearm motion. As far as sensation, there's not much other than sort of right below the join.
But again, he is expected to get more and more sensation and motion as the months pass. And he says that the whole thing has been surprisingly painless.
Hmm. Now, the donor's family wanted to remain anonymous, but you did hear something from them.
Yes. So today, Richard Luskin, the president of the New England Organ Bank, read this message from the family of the donor to Will Lautzenheiser.
They wrote, "Our son gave the best hugs. We pray that you make a wonderful recovery, and that your loved ones will be able to enjoy your warm embrace."
And Will Lautzenheiser offered a special thank you to his donor and his family.
"Of course, I want to thank, to acknowledge and to honor the memory of the man whose arms I have so gratefully received. This person who's anonymous to me will always be as close to me as my own skin now. And it's really an incredible gift."
Now, Carrie, Lautzenheiser had both arms and legs amputated when flesh-eating bacteria attacked his limbs, and he's a possible candidate for a bilateral leg transplant. Did he or his doctor speak about that?
Yes, they did, Deb. And it is a possibility, but right now Will needs to be very focused on this really major rehabilitation work that he needs to do to get his new arms and hands working again. And also, doctors say it helps to have working arms in order to participate in the rehab therapy that you need when you get a leg transplant. Here's Brigham and Women's surgeon Matthew Cardy.
"So it's going to be critically important that Will achieves at least a minimum level of motion and stability in his arms before we even consider the legs. That's from our perspective. From his perspective, I imagine he's a little tired and may want a bit of a break."
And Deb, Lautzenheiser has actually worked as a stand-up, or what he calls a sit-down comic, since his amputations. He says he's looking forward to a quiet Thanksgiving with his family this week. He definitely doesn't have good enough arm and hand function to carve the turkey, but he loves to cook, and he says he might try giving a bit of a stir to the whipped cream.
WBUR's Carrie Goldberg. Thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome.
For more of Carrie's reporting on Will Lautzenheiser and his double arm transplant, visit the Common Health blog on our website, WBUR.org.